wanted the best, you've got the best podcast. The hottest podcast in the world. The Chris Voss Show, the preeminent podcast with guests so smart you may experience serious brain bleed. The CEOs, authors, thought leaders, visionaries, and motivators. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, because you're about to go on a monster education roller coaster with your brain. Now, here's your host, Chris Voss.
Hi, folks. It's Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Iron Lady sings it. That means it's official. Welcome to the big show. We certainly appreciate you guys coming on the show with us today. As always, refer the show to your family, friends, and relatives. Go to goodreads.com, Fortress Chris Voss, LinkedIn.com, Fortress Chris Voss. Subscribe to the big LinkedIn newsletter, YouTube.com, Fortress Chris Voss, and Chris Voss 1 on the tickety tockety over there. As always, we have the most smartest minds that come to you, the CEOs, the entrepreneurs, the billionaires, the White House presidential advisors, the astronauts, you name it, rock stars, all the authors that come on the show. We have the most amazing minds. And they will expand your mind, make you smarter, make you grow. And if you don't, or else. I don't know what that means. It said they'll make you, so it sounded like it was a force thing. But no, you can just volunteer to enjoy the show as well. We have an amazing young man on the show today. Timothy Schaefer is the CEO and co-founder of SearchTires.com. It's the world's first tire price comparison search engine, and he is changing the way we buy tires for the better. If you ever bought tires, they can get expensive these days. They're not like the old days where, you know, they were all kind of the same, and then you got snow tires, and there's all sorts of tires. I'm sure that he's tired of hearing about it, but he'll tell us all about tires here in a bit. Tim is a dynamic sales and operations expert with over three decades of industry proficiency. He is a visionary at heart, and he spearheaded SearchTires.com with a core mission: empower consumers with transparent out-of-the-door tire pricing while championizing local tire retailers. Under his guidance, SearchTires.com has become a beacon for those looking to the best value for the money, while also supporting the community-driven ethos of local business. He's had an illustrious career, including titles such as president and CEO, and his vast knowledge to share when it comes to operation. Welcome to the show, Timothy. How are you?
Great, Tim.
You ever get tired of tires? Sorry to do that joke. You're probably sick of hearing people doing that joke on you.
Hey, tires ain't pretty.
It sounds like a tiring business. Anyway, jokes aside, give us the .com. I guess we kind of plugged it a million times there, but give it any other places on top of that. Maybe you want people to find you on the interwebs to get to know you better.
SearchTires.com and SearchTires.com/blog, where we give you all the safety and information updates on your car that you may want to have.
There you go. So in your words, give us a 30,000 overview of what do you do there?
The only thing we're doing, we're like an online dating service for tires. So we don't sell anything. We just match the tire that you're looking for your vehicle to the retailer. So you put your make and model in or the size, and you go to the next step. It shows you all the tires you can from lowest to highest. You click it, then it goes to the retailers, and you can pick whatever retailer you want to go to and click to make an appointment or click directions or click to call them. And that's it. I've been in the business for a long time, and I realize that most people only want to know how much, how long, and where are you at?
There you go. That's what sounds like most of my dates off Tinder. I don't know what that means. But anyway, so how did this company get started and become what it was? Tell us some of the journey that went into it.
The journey it's pretty funny, actually. I was on vacation in Colorado skiing, and I was after skiing for a long day or getting abused by the slopes. I was sitting in a hot tub, and I was listening to someone. This is 2009. I was listening to someone talk about how they were booking their flights to kayak, because kayak was pretty new then, and I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking, I'm in the tire business. Why don't we have something like this? Yeah. So actually, the iterations started from there, and I started to put it together. It took a year. I put something together, and we come up with the first iteration, and the first iteration failed. The market wasn't ready, and we didn't know how to place it properly in the market either. And I hate to use the word failed, but it is a failure how most people look at it. But as an entrepreneur, we just learned a way of not to do it.
So. There you go. I mean, I've been in those lessons where, okay, we just learned another way not to do this. So we're one step closer to the way to figuring out the way to do it, which is also my Tinder dating history. So I'm 56 and still single. And we're still just trying to figure out the right way to do it, whatever that means. When did you start with the company? You started this company, how many years ago was it?
This iteration was started in early 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did you know when you finally got the right dial in of the formula?
What happened is sometimes, you know, we had that first iteration that we did that didn't work out. It really peaked in like 2014, and like by 2016, we had shut it down. And we had other marketing businesses that we do. And we learned so much from the other marketing businesses that we said, hey, you know, we never said we weren't going to do it, but we just took some time off and gained awareness of how to do it better. And then we came out with that. And you know, me as a personal consumer, you know, I looked at a lot of ways thinking, what do people really want? And you know what people, I think, in my opinion, what people really want is that they don't want to have to enter in all their information and give you all this stuff. They just want to know, hey, man, how much is it and where are you at? I want to go get my stuff. I don't want to spend 5 hours searching. Yeah, because, you know, most people before in the business, in the tire business, because I've been in it forever, is that they have to search on 5 or 6 sites. They don't know if they're getting them. You know, they don't know if it's the same tire to the same tire. I mean, it's just, and like you said, it's expensive now. It's like $700 at least for a regular set of tires now. And we save the average person an average of $111, but we see some of them on the upside of $300 to $400 for a set of the same tire from one place to another. Wow. So that's what we're here for. That's, you know, that's why we exist.
So is that, what are some of the problems you solve for the consumer? I imagine one of them is just what you said. You combine everything into one source that you can go to and look at everybody's pricing.
Yes. So we put it all, it's all formatted out there. They can, you know, they can see what that same tire compared to all the other retailers, what the price is. But not only do we do that, we do the out the door price, because sometimes a tire could be cheaper at one place, the mounted balance, disposal, taxes, all that stuff. It may differ a big deal. And, you know, in this day and age, 20 to 50 to 100 bucks is a lot of money. I mean, we need to save every penny we can get. So that's what we do. And then the way our platform works, and, you know, this is completely free. We let you right from our platform. You can click to call. We'll collect you straight to them, click for directions, or click to go to their website and make an appointment. It's just, we really, the only skin in the game we have is just trying to get people to put us in between so they don't have to go search 5 or 6 sites and waste 3 or 4 hours and be confused. Go to one site, look at all your stuff, go get it.
There you go. And it says here on your website, average savings is $111 for 4 tires. Uh-huh. $100 is $100 for most people. $100 is $100. You know, it's a nice dinner for one person. But, you know, I mean, why? I don't know. I don't have a joke for that. Anyway, so they go into your website. They can shop and save. I imagine you work with all sort of major retailers. There was something you're biased about supporting local businesses and smaller businesses. Do you help kind of, if they're price competitive, steer business to smaller competitors? You know, there's always those giant brands that
are nationwide. So we're always adding daily. We're ever adding. We have over 15,343 locations on our site right now.
Wow. And
we'll, within 6 months, we'll have north of 20,000. These are retailer locations. Mm-hmm. And why we say we like to help the local communities is because, I don't know if you know, but a lot of people know that there's a lot of these, I call them e-tailers. They come on, they're online and they're selling tires, and then they ship them to the store. The local brick and mortars that are selling, that have the tires, pay for the inventory and pay for the employees and pay for their rent and pay taxes and all that stuff. Guess what? They just got cut out of the big slice of the pie. They don't get to sell the steak. They just get to sell the potato. So they get there and you spend $100 to $200 with them, and they lose the $500 or $600 for the tires. And, you know, I was in brick and mortar. So I want to let them get everything. So I'm driving prices back to your local community stores that help communities, help little league baseball teams. You know, they're in your communities, employing your people. I mean, I'm passionate about it. Hey, there's a place for everyone. But as far as I know, I'm going to help that local brick and mortar get the whole pie instead of just getting a piece of it.
There you go. That's important because, yeah, you're right. They really got pushed out of the market. It's hard to compete sometimes with them. I'm sure these big chains, you know, that do all the tire stuff. But, and so everything's cooking now. It's working well and people are signing up for it and pricing out the stuff, you know. What do you find as a CEO gives you the most rewarding feedback from your company?
the rewarding feedback I get is just from helping local brick and mortar, but truly helping the consumer, make it easier for them. So if it's a single mother, single father, whatever it is, or a married couple that don't have time, you're always on the go, kids and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to have to spend 5 or 6 hours looking for tires. I just want to make it simple and painless for them. And so whenever I get our good feedback, like our net promoter score is 97%, you know, it's that's what it is. And, you know, the funny thing about this whole thing is that what people don't know is I always say tires ain't pretty, but it's a $58.8 billion market.
Wow.
And no one's ever thought about how can I help people find the best deal on the tires in their area. And that just blows me away. People say to me all the time, why hasn't someone thought of that before? And I go, I think exactly the same thing. I don't know why no one's thought of it, but here we are.
You bring up a good point for those people in the audience who might be entrepreneurs. They're looking for that sort of inroads. And, you know, it seems like anytime, you know, there's some sort of popular thing in business, like AI is popular right now, or some other, you know, whatever the latest shiny object is, like everybody goes and starts businesses in those things. And where you guys have technically cut out something that no one's really paying attention to, and a niche, if you will. And also it seems pretty protected because no one doesn't seem to hear coming after you. So that's really smart.
We love it. Blue Ocean.
And the other thing is it's low tech.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, other than designing the website, you're selling tires, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like you're building the next AI system that's going to, you know, you're going to have to spend 50 million years or the next social media site. Yeah. Or you're selling tires.
And we don't even sell them. We're just showing them.
Yeah.
Letting the brick and mortar sell them. Yeah.
You're just slinging rubber. Wait, yeah. I think that's Trojan's slogan.
Lighting fires and kicking tires.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's Trojan or one of those condoms places that slinging rubber. I think that's their motto. I don't know what it means, but it sounds funny in my head. So there you go. And so when you deal with building something like this, you went through a lot of failures. How did you keep believing yourself again and again and keep coming back to this thinking, maybe we can find a way to make it work?
That's a great question. And I can tell you, this is in the beginning. You know, as an entrepreneur, you always think that you have the answers, right? But the answers sometimes to an entrepreneur is it's 10 of them instead of just one. And so what we were trying to do in the beginning, we were trying to please the retailer, we were trying to please the customer, we were trying to do all these things at the one time. And what our true north ended up being is, hey, let's just give the customer the stuff for free and let them go get the tires. And once we did that and we had that mindset, it just took off from there. And, you know, there's a lot of, in building the site, it's a lot of technology and aggregating all that stuff together. But, you know, the great thing about the consumers that use this stuff like this, I don't know if you've heard of Alex Hormozi, but Alex Hormozi, you know, big entrepreneur, he's in a space where he's wrote a couple big books, $100 million, clothes and all that stuff. But he has a great motto to how you look at your business when you're building it. He says you want to have a business that is so easy to use for someone that they would feel stupid not to use it. You know, so like us, we're not charging, so it's free. Just use it and go. That's it.
So do you mind if I ask how you do make money? If it's proprietary, I'll understand. But for those who are interested in starting a business and doing a freemium type model, how do you guys make it work, if you don't mind?
So we're self-funded, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to do that. And I know not a lot of people can, but how we basically make money is data. We're basically a data company. Now, we're not collecting people's data, but you're making models of cars, where they're located, the zip codes, what tires they're selecting, what retailers they're going to. So we have a lot of data that can help brick and mortar retailers help with their inventory and help know what the right inventory is in that DMA or in that thing. So when you put all that together, the whole backside of it is we're not touching anyone to hurt anyone. It's just tire jargon. It's just, that's what it is. It's about market and tires. And these big companies like tire manufacturers and tire retailers want that information.
There you go. The more that, and imagine people, you know, some of the big websites are probably able to collect that data, the big tire companies, but imagine the smaller retailers don't get access to that, right? Because they don't have probably the most high-end websites, if they have websites at all. I mean, I know a lot of tire stores here in my little town. They're just, I doubt they have a website.
Yeah, and you know what the great thing about it is that, so everyone, even the big retailers, they collect all the data, but guess what? They're only collecting data for people that come to their store. We're agnostic. Yeah. We're not owned by anyone. So we're getting all the people, and no matter what retailer they're going to, we know. So
we're getting all
that's a different way.
I like that.
We don't just have a slice of the pie. We have the pie.
You know, in systems like yours that can steer business to certain things, there's a potential for you to become really huge and own everything. You know, kind of like what Google does.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay them if you want to get any traffic to anything.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of power in that position in building that out. And like I said, again, I mean, you're low tech. You're not trying to build the next NFT or the next, you know, AI or the next sort of weird thing. You know, you're just taking something that's very simple and going, how can we innovate this? How can we, you know, it's been probably the same sort of tire business for the last, 50, 100 years, whatever, plus. How can we innovate it and make it different? And then, of course, make it so that it's something that consumers want to use. And that's the real challenge of what you put together there.
Yeah, that was the big opportunity, right, to get to the consumer first. And, you know, honestly, as an entrepreneur, when you start something, you have an idea, but you may not really know how it's going to be monetized or know what that is when you're initially building it. But at some point, it's going to hit you over the head and say, oh, hey, here's what we have. And, you know, it kind of happened to us. We thought it was going to be one thing, you know, like selling DMA packages to retailers and let them be at the top of the search like Google. And you know, we have them packages and give them some stuff. But it ended up being, you know, data. And even, you know, and as far as the site goes, you know, we aggregate all these numbers daily. I mean, they're all put up daily and we're nationwide. So it's all over the United States. So it is a lot of data. And and then once we figure it out, you have to start adding to your team. Once you figure out what you're really doing, it's like the McDonald's. Ray Kroc didn't know he had a real estate business. He already was selling burgers. It was like us. We thought we were, you know, doing one thing, but we have data, and the data can be helpful of making companies more efficient and saving money. And, you know, and if they can save money, maybe they can, you know, have a few more employees to help the, you know, move the tires or the cars quicker to get the people to the door instead of that. So
there you go. Other than using your site, what's some cost effective ways you can give to consumers on tire replacement, how to save money, how to deal with unforeseen things, you know, you get a nail on the road, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so the most important thing is that it's going to sound so minute, but checking your air pressures once a month on your tires, it's like the number one cause of your tires wearing out prematurely is not having the correct inflation. And now everybody has some TPMS monitors that come, the light comes on and tells you, but keeping them rotated as well. These are a lot of things that people just don't, you know, it's not off the top of their mind. And when they go to a professional, they should be letting them know, but it's not... Some of the issues get lost in translation because, you know, when I worked for retail and ran a bunch of stores and stuff like that, you know, most times rotations are free, and at the shop they have the work ethos sometimes where, oh, you know, maybe they don't need it this time. It just, you know, it's so important to be on top of that as yourself, and you're saying, hey, 10 or 15,000 miles, I need to rotate my tires, and you need to let the shop know because, you know, it's free, so, you know, it's an extra 20 minutes and maybe they don't want to whip them tires around. You know, that's a big deal. And then the last thing would be keeping your car aligned. I mean, keeping it aligned properly and making sure that the alignment's good on the car. If you hit a bump or something, go get it checked out because it's not going to get any better.
And there's nothing worse than that front end going like that.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
What was I drinking last night? No, don't do that, folks. Never drink.
It can be both. It's a
joke. It could be both.
It can shake after you hit something when you're drinking.
I think I might have run over some enemies last night. Anyway, I'm just don't do that, folks. These are jokes. I had Facebook pull some post from 2010 that was a picture, some sort of comedy of something, and I'm just like, seriously, you can't do jokes anymore. People are like, oh my God,
right,
where are my feelings.
Exactly.
My father stubbed his toe in 1979 and never walked the same again. Oh geez. Anyway, so with tire, do you see yourself expanding into any other fields of auto parts or anything like that?
You know, I think that's one of the things we've learned too, is we're just going to stay in our lane. The expansion we're going to have is probably, you know, Canada, you know, Australia, UK, stuff like that. We're going to expand out that way. I mean, we're building a second iteration that's going to help a lot, but still it's the same thing. It's driving you right to the retailer and as quickly as possible. I mean, in our visitors that come on our site, they usually spend 4 minutes and 28 seconds and they go through four pages. That's about how long it takes to go through it and pick your tire. You know, we're not one of them companies that are like trying to, hey, we need to get them to stay on the site for longer periods. No, we want them to get in there and get their information and go.
You know, and you picked such a great business too. This is, I drive by their businesses from where my mother lives, where I used to go to them when I was a kid. Like, one's at Del Taco. And I remember at 16 going there and getting Del Taco to sit in the parking lot. And now I'm 56. And while I've seen a lot of my businesses that I've built, and sometimes they didn't work out, or a lot of businesses have gone out of business, you know, driving by them over the years, that Del Taco is still there 40 years later. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other type of businesses that you see that just standard bread and butter. Like, people always got to eat. I remember seeing a big conglomerates come in and start buying up funeral places, and you know, you're like, you know, you're not going to run out of customers in that sort of business. And you're in one like that too with tires. You know, as near as we can tell, you know, we're always going to need tires at this point. I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. You know, you're in this core business that just you're never going to run out of need.
Yeah, and think about this. This is a, you know, everybody's bringing up, hey, what about all those EVs? And I go, EV cars have tires, and guess what on the EV tires?
They go through them faster.
30% faster they wear out because of the weight of the car or the battery. They're going to need tires too. Well, we want to help them too. We'll just help them more often.
I'm always questioning how much those EV cars actually really save on environmental stuff, between that and if you've ever seen one catch on fire and the minerals that go into it. In fact, I think that's why they're moving away from American manufacturing, moving away from EV cars to hydro water, basically, or whatever, hydrogen, because the fighting to get the resources that makes these minerals is astoundingly hard and crazy and expensive. Yeah. And of course, the Chinese are coming in with some EV cars that are just insane, if you're familiar with their thing. Yeah. But they will need tires.
You know, the thing about it is, and you said earlier, you know, your age, me and you are the same age. And I imagine we probably have similar thoughts on it. But to me, success can be defined in a bunch of different ways. But for me, if I walk out my front door and start a 69 Z28 Camaro and hear that motor hum, that's beautiful.
Yeah, every time you see those squealing tires thing with the smoke coming off, kids are doing those things, you're like, ka-ching, handing out cars. You should just, you know, you should really go to, you should have an agent that goes to those coffee and cars places, because they have all those hot cars and stuff. My nephew goes to one with his hot car, and you know, they're always doing burnouts and, you know, doing stuff, and those guys are the perfect group. And then you can also, and then if you tie yourself in with a bail bondsman, you know, they're always, I always see them getting pulled over when they rip out of the cars and coffee and spin their tires, you know, and the cops are right there.
Chris, that's a great idea. We should sponsor burnout contest. And give trophy.
If you can get away legally. I mean, those, what are the, what are those, guard. Yeah, what's those things where they turn the car sideways? I can't, it's not
coming. Oh, drifting. Right now.
Drifting. Drifting, that's got to go through some tires, and yeah, technically on certain tracks it's legal, but you do some of that drifting, I'd sponsor that, you know, Red Bull does. Just get with Red Bull, they're always doing crap like that, and or Formula One, get with them.
Verstappen and Checo,
they kill it. There you go. So there's a lot of places you can go with this, and like I said, you know, the point I'm trying to make to entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs out there is you don't have to reinvent like the newest, latest technology. You don't have to reinvent the phone. You don't have to reinvent the calculator. You can just sit down and go, what's something everyone uses that's low tech that hasn't been given, you know, kind of a tech redress, if you will, by, you know, giving it a website, giving it ways to sell it and market it, and different ways to monetize it. And there you go. And something so simple, you know, even I'm sitting here going, tires, duh.
Like, you know, one of the inspiring stories to me is hearing the guy with the third grade education, and, you know, many years ago, but he invented the hanger. No one thought of the hanger. Hey, it's a hanger. Everybody uses it. So.
Everybody uses it. The stapler, the, you know, yeah. the stapler thing. And I remember, I used this example at the time because I always looked at paper clips and I'm like, those are done. Okay, you paper clip, hanger, you know, they're done. Yeah. And then I started seeing, this was, you know, billion years ago, I started seeing staples put grids in them so they would hold better and cut grids in them. And then they saw they put them in different colors so you could have your own special color with your, you know, polka dots with your little paper clip. And I'm like, oh, wow. I thought paper clips were like, you know, done. They peaked. But no, now there's probably a billion sizes and specialty paper clips now. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you look around your world. And when you see stuff that, like, hey, you know, this is something simple everyone's always going to need. They're always going to need it. Nothing's really going to change. You know, if anything, if tires get innovated, they're just going to become different tires. Like, you've probably seen the ones that are airy. They're like, they're made of some sort of special thing. But they're still tires. You're still going to need them.
They're still going to wear. And, you know, the funny thing about that is, too, is that I'm always drawn to what the new generation that really doesn't come to is that I look at service industry businesses. There are the businesses where they're kind of antiquated. They've been doing it the same for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Go out there and see what solution you can provide to get them more business or help them out, the plumbing business or, you know, selling mattresses. I mean, mattresses, there's all kinds of stuff in that. I mean, there's just so many, there's a plethora of things that are just right in front of your face, but you just believe that someone else has already thought of it. Do some research. Maybe they haven't. Yeah. You know?
Maybe we need to have some tire merchandise on the Chris Voss Show where you can buy tires and it's got our logo on there. So listen to the podcast as it's spinning around. Yeah. Something. Watch for that on the merch page of the Chris Voss Show, kids. We'll be adding tires to the coffee cups and we're just going to go full Kiss Army, you know, the band Kiss, where we're going to have the Chris Voss Show coffin and, you know, everything that, you know, if you've seen what Kiss does. So there you go. It sounds like you've done some wonderful success. Give everyone the pitch out on how to search your site and organize it and get involved with it and all that good stuff as we go out.
Yeah, just searchtires.com. We're more than happy to help you find your set of tires in your local area and help your local communities and don't cost anything and find you the best price on the tires and save you some money in the process. Go out and have dinner on us.
There you go. Save some money. Everybody needs to save money nowadays, you know, pay the light bill for the kids that leave the light on all the time. There you go. So thank you very much for coming to the show and sharing your entrepreneurial experience with us, Tim. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Chris. It's great being here.
Thank you. And thanks, John, for tuning in. Go to goodreads.com/ChrisVoss, linkedin.com/ChrisVoss, ChrisVoss1, the TikTokity, and all those crazy places on the interwebs. Thanks for tuning in. Be good to each other. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.